This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You might call Washington a three-ring circus these days. The president and Congress are juggling big plans. The struggling economy has lawmakers performing a balancing act between big priorities and big problems. But today, it wasn't just a metaphor or a bad pun. The circus actually came to Capitol Hill, and NPR's Andrea Seabrook was there.
Elephants on Capitol Hill, and I'm not talking about Republicans.
We get to go by a whole bunch of the monuments and stuff, so I think that's really neat.
Dr. Danielle Graham is a veterinarian for Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. The show's train is cooling on the tracks, and she's about to accompany the circus's elephants as they make their annual trek through the streets of Capitol Hill to the arena. It's a great image, if you're a Republican. If not, sorry, no donkeys in this circus. Then again, there is a new baby elephant named after a certain Democrat.
And what's that baby's name?
Barack.
Barack.
Yes. After our president.
Dr. Graham was there for baby Barack's birth.
It was right on Inauguration Eve. I mean, we're talking 1159, basically. So he came out kicking, and we figured he was born on Inauguration Eve, so why not?
So maybe there is something to this Washington circus theme. You could call the Capitol Dome our nation's big top. And what does Ringmaster Chuck Wagner say about his suit? A very un-Washington bright red?
Well, you know, what can you do? It's part of that stimulus package.
During World War II, when travel was restricted, President Franklin Roosevelt allowed Ringling Brothers to use the rail lines. Lead clown Tom Daugherty has a red nose and red cheeks as he talks about grandparents bringing their kids to see the show they loved.
And that's what tradition is. It's being something that's passed on from generation to generation. We're in our 139th year here, so it's a great sense of pride to be part of this. And then to come into the nation's capital, it just makes it that much more.
Washington local John Gould is at the side of the street watching, and the irony of a parade of elephants through a city ruled by Democrats is not lost on him.
This is probably the only warm reception that a crowd of D.C. locals will give to a bunch of elephants. But I'll be here all day.
Here in Washington, for today at least, everyone's a clown. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Big Top, the Capitol.